Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest episode of the Red Men Bite Size podcast. Friday, July 7th, I'm Steve Hoare to bring you all the Liverpool news that is going on at the moment. In truth, bit of a quiet period for the Reds. Obviously, Dominic Szoboszlai was signed earlier in the week. As it stands, not much else is happening, but there are a few links and there's some few actual news regarding the pre-season as well, and we'll kick off with that one then. Liverpool have today confirmed that eight members of Jurgen Klopp's senior squad are set to return for day one of pre-season on Saturday the 8th, that's tomorrow at time recording. Those players are Adrian, Stefan Bajcetic, Fabinho, Joe Gomez, Joel Matip, Darwin Nunez, Nathaniel Phillips, not Phillips, and Thiago Alcantara. Then the Liverpool players who were away on international duty during the summer, they'll get back on Tuesday the 11th, so they're being given an extra 3 days. And then Harvey Elliott and Curtis Jones will join up further down the line because they are still competing in the under-21 European Championships with England. That final is at 5 p.m. UK time on Saturday. Curtis will almost certainly start. Harvey's been on the bench for the most of the time for the under-21, so I'm guessing that's where it'll be as well. I suppose of all those names, the most interesting one is the return of Stefan Bajcetic. Missed the end of the season with an injury, was out for a long time. Liverpool were unsure if he'd be back for the start of pre-season. Jürgen said around the time that he was hopeful. Well, it turns out he is going to be back. Now, Liverpool are going to take it easy with him and he might not be straight in from day one, but he will be doing some of the activities as the Reds ease Stefan Bajcetic back to full fitness. But really, really good news that he's in the building straight away. He's part of the initial setup. Of course, loads of players will return on Tuesday, but there's an initial eight, those lads who weren't chosen to go on international duty, either not selected, retired, or a combination of both, I suppose. But yeah, that's where we're at with that one. In terms of obviously the pre-season, for those who don't know, Liverpool have also, they've got five friendlies to play. So they've got Karlsruhe and they play Greuther Fürth in Germany. They then go over to Singapore to play Leicester and Bayern Munich. And then they play SV Darmstadt 98 in a home friendly, although that is at Deepdale, because obviously the extension work that's happening to the Anfield Road Stadium, that is the Monday before the start of the season. They'll use Deepdale as a de facto home game, Preston North End's stadium, for those who don't know. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be lots around the socials, so keep an eye on Liverpool socials on Saturday. You'll see lots of Adrian, Bajcetic, Fabinho, Gomez, Matip, Darwin Nunez, Phillips and Thiago, if that's your kind of thing. Let's move on then to the transfer story of the day. The title of the podcast, as you've probably seen, is Liverpool refuse to pay £50 million for Mayo Lavia. I was speaking to Neil Jones over on Red Men Plus yesterday for Journal Insight, and Neil also wrote this on his Substack page earlier today. If you haven't checked Neil out on the Substack, go and follow him at Neil Jones Goal. There'll be links there. Go and support Neil like he's supported us and like you've continued to support us, if indeed you want to and can. Anyway, he said to me, basically, and he wrote this as well, Liverpool do like Romeo Lavia, but they aren't willing to go and pay that £50 million asking price. Mel Reddy was speaking again as a Liverpool reporter for Sky Sports, well, a senior reporter for Sky Sports, rather, about Liverpool. And she said, Liverpool could still sign a third midfielder regardless of any exits, and Romeo Lavia is seen as a long-term anchor for the club. Yeah, so I think James Pearce wrote a few days ago, Liverpool might be looking to get players out before they get them in, not from a monetary value, although I do think, of course, that would help, more from a squad size. They already have eight centre midfielders, if you include Trent Alexander-Arnold, perhaps that makes it up to nine. So Pacetic, Fabinho straight away. You've got Thiago, you've got Henderson, Szoboszlai, McAllister, Jones and Elliott. And then, of course, depending on what you call Trent Alexander-Arnold, that could be nine. Now, whether Liverpool are willing to go up again and do, go one more and make it nine or ten, depending on what you class Trent Alexander-Arnold as, who knows. But Mel Reddy seems to think that Liverpool could do that if the deal was right, and Neil suggested the same thing, is that Liverpool don't think he's worth £50 million really, and if Southampton show willingness to sell or to do a deal, or if that price can drop, then Liverpool would certainly be interested, but they're not going to pay £50 million. And like I say, there'll be some people listening to this now just saying, just go and spend the money, get it done, get him in, if you think he's that, you know, if you think he's that good, just go and spend it. I suppose it depends what Liverpool think of him in terms of what do they believe his role in the squad would be straight away. If he was £50 million and he day one walked into the first team, I think, you know, listen, I think they probably would do that. They did it with Dominic Szoboszlai, who they think is ready to go straight away. Alexis McAllister, of course, they got for the release clause, but there was talk at the time, you know, that he could have went up to that in terms of add-ons and stuff. We don't really know for sure. My guess is with someone like Lavia, it might just be that they're not quite sure he's the man yet, and that his future certainly could be. But if you know, he's played 34 senior games for Southampton ever since he left Manchester City to join them. I think he played two games as well for City. So you're looking at what, 36 senior games in his entire career. And while he's been good, I don't know if he's been like one where you go, you have to get him. Maybe that's what Liverpool's thoughts are, I don't know. But I understand they'll be like, just get him. But my guess is Liverpool don't want to just set precedents where they just go and pay for projects that much money. And they're going to try and do a deal. David Lynch doing a Q&A, again, for those who aren't aware, David Lynch, Liverpool reporter, had a Q&A over on This Is Anfield, our good friends over at This Is Anfield. He was asked about Lavia in particular, and his reply was, and I quote, "Nothing's happening at the moment on that, unfortunately. Liverpool really like the player, and they've done their homework in terms of what it would take to get him to Anfield, but they're considering a bid rather than pushing forward as things stand. However, these things can change quickly, and the fact that we expect competition from Arsenal and Chelsea could lead to a very sudden stepping up of interest." So, yeah, again, Liverpool are hanging fire on this one. My guess is there's a £50 million asking price and Southampton don't want to budget, and it's almost a game of brinksmanship at the moment. If Arsenal or Chelsea went in with that money, which again, by all accounts, they maybe are not willing to do as well at this point, then maybe Liverpool could react or would react to it. But, you know, that was kind of the thought that happened when they signed Cody Gakpo, is that, you know, they got a suspicion that Manchester United were going to go for him, so then they went for him. I don't know if they were with Lavia yet. They might just be calling Southampton's bluff in that, are they really going to go into next season with him in the Championship? Is the player going to push for a move? This feels like one that, because he's not one who's guaranteed to walk straight into the team, apparently in Liverpool's eyes anyway, this could be one that they try and get done fairly late in the window. Whether that means they focus on a defender for now or not, I don't know. But the fact that Lavia is obviously a young player and he wouldn't count towards the squad numbers, you can register him as an under 21. It doesn't really mean, so Liverpool don't have to put everything else on hold while they sort this one out. They can go and do other deals and then go back for it if they want to. And maybe that's what's happening. Southampton seem like they could make a sale at some point as well. It's worth noting, of course, that they're about to sign midfielder Shea Charles from Manchester City. He is a DM. They're going to be paying around £9 million, apparently, according to Fabrizio Romano. Our Southampton will also have a sell-on clause or a buyback for Manchester City as well. Yeah, Southampton have shown, as they did with Lavia, they're willing to go and take young players from other teams and, you know, get them into the building, try and build their value up, let them play well for themselves, and then ultimately potentially sell them further on down the line as well. So Shea Charles, youngster, look, he looks like the latest one. He feels he is a defensive midfielder. He's also played a bit of centre back as well, but he is predominantly a DM. It feels like they're already lining up their replacement for Lavia. So my guess on the Lavia stuff is that this could be one that drags on a little bit, if truth be told. I don't think this, I might be wrong, and things can change very quickly. If Arsenal or whatever, if someone goes and throws a bid in or something, or Southampton show that perhaps they're willing to do a deal, then Liverpool could maybe do something around it, but at this time it feels like it's one that is going to rumble on a little bit. So yeah, that is this week's Redmen Bite-Size podcast. There'll be another one on Sunday. In the meantime, if you want even more Liverpool goodness in your lives, if you head on over to redmenplus.com right now, all of our Bobby Firmino stuff is out and available, all three episodes of our docu-series, all of the full interviews as well. And even better, if you sign up as a captain on a yearly subscription, and use the code Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, you'll get 50% off that subscription. So rather than paying a full year's price, you'll get it for half price. That means you'll get the rest of this transfer window, all of the upcoming season, and the start of next season's, next summer's transfer window as well. So all of the busy periods. You can follow the Reds with us all throughout the 2023-2024 season. If you just go over to redmenplus.com, sign up, use that code Bobby. We appreciate your support. Thank you so much for listening for this episode. As like I say, there'll be another one on Sunday with Paul Machen. So yeah, make sure you check that one out, and I'll catch you all later. See you in a bit.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.